You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are with Janet M. Nast, the author of Shifting to the Business of Life, a survival guide for young adults. She also works full-time as the IT trainer and documentation specialist at the Ken Blanchard Companies. Janet, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you. I'm really happy to be here.
And the pleasure's ours as well. Thanks for coming out today. So tell us, why did you write your book, Shifting to the Business of Life?
Well, my kids spent a lot of time asking me questions about what I thought were basic things like how to create a resume or what is a resume and how to write a check or get an apartment, basic things like that. And then my son's best friend lived with us for a while, and he started asking a lot of the same questions. One of the turning points in his experience with us is that he came to me one day and said, "You know, I think I'm going to rent a house instead of an apartment. The cost is about the same." And I kind of laughed, and I thought, yeah, I had the same discussion a few years ago with my daughter. So I basically got tired of repeating myself to him and all my kids' other friends, and I finally just decided to write it down. So last summer I sat down for 4 weeks in August, and I blasted out the first draft.
You got to love how these things prompt and inspire books. Give us a quick overview of the book, if you would.
Basically, what I've done is I've defined and explained over 100 topics. So in addition to things such as creating a resume and writing a check or getting an apartment, I've also talked about things like reading contracts before you sign them, how to register to vote, what is jury duty, what you need to do to prepare for a job interview. You don't just show up. And then we talk about taxes and payroll deductions, you know, getting that first paycheck. And it's not exactly what you thought it was going to be because, you know, you multiply the number of hours by your hourly wage and you look at it and you think, well, that's not right. So we talk about payroll deductions, what that means. I've also talked about credit cards and the difference between credit cards and debit cards. And I throw a little identity theft in there, too, just for fun. Defined interest and how that can be calculated when you're buying a car or a house, how to get your first apartment even. And then, of course, I had to talk about getting married and getting divorced. You know, fun things like that.
Everyday life situations. Tell us what qualifies you to write this book.
Actually, all the information in this book really did come from my own life experience. Although I'm not a doctor or a lawyer or a tax accountant, I'm not a real estate agent or a bookkeeper either. But I have been gainfully employed with a variety of companies for over 40 years, and yes, I started out with minimum wage jobs just like everybody else. Of course, it was only $1.65 an hour back then, but, you know, we get through it. I've also bought and leased a variety of vehicles. I've rented, leased, and bought a few condos and houses. I've been a landlord. I've raised my two kids on my own as a single parent. I've been married 4 times, and I've been divorced 3 times. So with all this experience, you can bet the material that I've written about pretty much paints a very accurate picture of how things are done as of the date the book was published in March.
Certainly sounds like a must-read today. We're joined by Janet M. Nast, the author of Shifting to the Business of Life, a survival guide for young adults here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tell us, Janet, what was the one lesson in your life that you've learned the hard way?
Well, this is still hard. I actually learned after my first divorce that marriage is a legally binding financial agreement. That's a really rotten thing to have to learn the hard way. But I really got hosed after that first time, and I just didn't see it coming because my husband handled all of our finances while we were married, and I was completely clueless. I even trusted him and believed all of his advice during the divorce. It was horrible. So after it was final is when I learned, or when I realized what had happened. So I also learned, as a result of all that, the value of having my own bank account and credit in my own name as well. Tough lessons there.
I would definitely say so. What would be the one most important takeaway your readers should get from reading the book?
That your parents won't live forever. And I know that that's a horrible, mean thing to say, but I'll tell you what, let's look back when you graduated from high school. it was probably the greatest thing in your life. You think, oh my gosh, last day of school, I'm a senior, I'm all grown up, I know everything, I'm free, I have no responsibilities, I can sleep in forever. Yeah, well, that's really cool until the next week comes along and your parents hand over a stack of bills and they hand them to you and they say, well, here's what you're responsible for now, your cell phone payment, your car insurance, and by the way, we're going to start charging you rent. And you look at them with this shock on your face and you think, what? That's not right. Well, really, guys, did you think they were going to pay your way forever? Your parents are getting older. They want to retire eventually. And if things work out the way they should, you're actually going to outlive them. So I would say, yes, go ahead and live and love and have a great life. But learn how to take care of yourself, because honestly, your parents really won't live forever and they won't take care of you forever.
And that is certainly a great takeaway and really is about as realistic as it gets. Good information. Certainly, definitely want to pick up the book as well. Where can folks pick up the book and also be in touch with you and get more information about yourself?
Well, I do have a website. It's called www.janetmnast.com. But the book is available on Amazon.com. You can search on the title of the book, Shifting to the Business of Life. And you can also search on my name, Janet M. Nast.
Well, Janet, we certainly do appreciate your time. Certainly appreciate what you have put into written format to help young adults. Thanks for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm hoping I can help so many kids, whether they're kids out of high school, kids out of college, kids getting out of the military, even just joining the military. I really want them to see this book as a guide. And even the parents, I hope that they use this book as a reference for talking points with their children. But I still encourage people to look things up on the internet in every situation. Talk to professionals, the doctors, the lawyers, the tax accountants, the real estate agents. I mean, I don't know everything, and neither does anyone else.
Thanks once again for being with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you so much, Eric. This is really a pleasure. I've enjoyed it.
Certainly come back anytime, Janet. We've been speaking with Janet M. Nast, the author of Shifting to the Business of Life, a survival guide for young adults. And once again, the website of reference is janetmnast.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.